Claire Cartwright, drama reel. Look, Frederick, I'm very flattered, but I don't know. Perhaps we could become friends somewhere else. I do like gentle, kind men, but I couldn't possibly. Not in this room. I can see you're ashamed of all this, what you've done. Aren't you? Right. I promise, I swear, if you let me go, I won't tell anyone. I'll make something up. No one else will ever know about this. If you let me go now, I'd admire you. I'd think you loved me. You had me at your mercy, but you were very fair. Please, Frederick.
You'll see what a good parent I am. Everyone will see. I'll buy the softest baby clothes, the newest crib. I'll breastfeed anywhere, no matter how inappropriate. You'll see. They'll all see. All those women at the firm with their attitude and nannies. Desks loaded with pictures. Well, I'll have my children now. They can look at my pictures, my kids in their soccer uniforms, at the zoo, in Halloween costumes, dressed as a cowboy or ballerina or some sort of British person. Well, I mean, I know who you are. I just didn't know you, but I'm just not a fan, you know. Like, do you know what I mean? Am I making sense? Honestly, don't listen to me. I just talk shite half the time. I really do. I mean, yes, I do know who you are. I just didn't want to make a thing of it. I just imagine you get that all the time. People being all... Oh, you're kidding us on, aren't you?
I know it's awful, but it's one of my, you know, things. We're none of us perfect. I can't stand anything NPA. Non-physically attractive. Old women in bathing suits and skin diseases and cripples. Ugh, no good. I just can't look at them. One place we went, there were these poor freaks with, oh, you know, enormous heads and so on, and you just feel, oh, put them out of their misery.
The instinct which warns all good Englishmen when tea is ready immediately began to perform its silent duty. Even as Thomas set the gate-legged table to earth, there appeared, as if answering a cue, an elderly gentleman in stained tweeds and a hat he should have been ashamed of. Clarence, 9th Earl of Emsworth in person. He was a long, lean, stringy man of about 60, slightly speckled at the moment with mud, for he had spent most of the afternoon pottering round pigsties.